From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The Washington State Department of Ecology has dropped the ball in the rollout of the new CO2 emissions fuel tax. The Washington Policy Center's Ag Research Director, Pam Lewison, says the DOE does not appear to have a mechanism in place to single out agriculture's exemption from the tax.
I would hope that Ecology realizes it is, in fact, a clerical error on their part, and they address it in some way moving forward. However, I don't know that that's going to occur.
Ann Lewison says it doesn't appear Ecology is ready to accept any blame.
What I'm hearing in discussion is Ecology is saying, no, this isn't our problem. This is an oil refinery and fuel distributor problem. And the oil refineries and fuel distributors are saying, no. We'll address this problem once you give us a mechanism to do that, Department of Ecology. And in the meantime, you have the ag fuel purchasers stuck in the middle.
So is a legislative fix the answer?
If you read the original language, I think the foresight was there. However, I don't think that they gave it the teeth necessary for Ecology to sit up and go, oh, we need to get on this in the off season before this is implemented.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the CO2 emissions fuel tax that ag producers and transporters are supposed to be exempt from.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.